You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, Angelina Jolie says she has a new tattoo on her forearm that honors Galileo.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Careful. I got one on my thigh that honors Scott Brooks, and then he got canned. And I got to get rid of the Randy Whitman one also. And that's in a really sensitive area. I got to get rid of that.
You better stop with the wizard coaches, although if you got Eddie Tapscott, you know, that would be impressed. He'd be impressed with that. I would, too.
Yeah, I don't have that one. So I love Eddie Tapscott.
I know you do. I can't
believe
you don't
have that. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Celtics trade Kemba Walker, Bryson DeChambeau video bombs Brooks Koepka, and the Diamondbacks set a record for being lousy. But we begin today with the Milwaukee Bucks going wire to wire to defeat Brooklyn by 15 points last night. Kevin Durant scored 32 for Brooklyn, but it took him 30 shots to get it. Chris Middleton and Giannis Antetokounmpo were much better. They combined for 68 points and 27 rebounds, and they shot 23 for 36. Wilbon, does Milwaukee's performance lead you to believe they can go to Brooklyn and win Game 7?
They can. Yes, Tony. And you outlined all the important numbers, all of them, and then there's one that's even more important. It's a zero. Number of three-pointers jacked up by Antetokounmpo. None. He didn't do it. He kept his big, strong, quick, fast, talented self in the space where he should be, Tony, which, you know, I've been screaming for even the previous series. He kept himself near the basket and did his work there and stopped jacking up those shots. Now, we know they can do it. Will they? I mean, that's the first smart game that the Bucks have played in this series. They should have won the series already if they had taking the same tact, particularly with Antetokounmpo. But, Tone, do I have faith that they will go with that same recipe? I don't know that I have that faith. What about you?
Okay, so yes, I agree with you that they can win, all right? And one of the ways they could win is if P.J. Tucker was able to do to Kevin Durant again in Game 7 what he did in Game 6.
Right.
Because Tucker was plus 30 and Durant was minus 7. But, Mike, Game 6 was not critical for Brooklyn. They had a game to play with because the critical game for them was Game 5 and they won it. So
right.
Far, every home team has won. You have to tell me why that's going to change now. I look back on Game 5 and I see Kevin Durant scoring 49 points. He's a great, great player. I somehow have faith that if it's up to him to win Game 7 at home, he's going to win it.
There's no, like, logical argument against that. There just isn't. I mean, last night, though, I'm sitting with Stephen A., and I acknowledge how dumb it is to pick Milwaukee even at home. And I know you're going home road. I'm looking at just sort of how teams play. And Kendrick Perkins and each one of us said, we're going to do the dumb thing here and pick Milwaukee, in part because they're healthy, Tony. Kyrie Irving, we've just been told, is not going to
play
Game 7.
He's not going to play.
So you got no Kyrie.
Right.
Look, I think Harden could be moving toward the 20-point area where he looks more like James Harden. He had a couple of flashes of that last night. Don't know that that's possible. But, man, I it's still on Milwaukee, Tone. It's still on how they go about doing what they do and whether they're going to do it sensibly or start jacking up threes.
Well, let me go to the threes for a second. They are averaging, and let me get the number correct, 28% in this series from three.
Oof.
But in the regular season, Mike,
40,
they averaged 39%, which is wonderful. If they have a hot night from three, they can win. The big three for Brooklyn, if they play together, nobody beats them, including Milwaukee. But they don't play together
because
one guy never plays.
Yeah. At least one never plays, Tone. Brad Stevens made his first major move as head coach of the Celtics. Stevens sent Kemba Walker and the team's number 16 overall pick to the Thunder for Al Horford and Moses Brown. So Stevens dumped some salary while getting back a player he coached for 3 years. And Thunder boss Sam Presti now has 18 first-round picks, Tony, and 18 seconds over the next 7 years. So what's more intriguing to you, what Stevens is doing or what Presti is doing?
I'm going to say Stevens, and I'm going to remind people of your just little small mistake. It wasn't his first big move as coach. It was his first big move
as GM.
So what I find intriguing is he coached Kemba Walker for 2 years. He's in the job for an hour and a half, and the first thing he does is get rid of Kemba Walker. All right? And he brings in Al Horford, a guy who walked out on him personally.
They never should have let
personally,
walk. Yeah.
A couple of years ago. And then was nothing in Philadelphia and was nothing in Oklahoma City, though in Oklahoma City they were trying to tank, so he didn't get that much opportunity. All of this tells me two things. One, it tells me that Brad Stevens thought so little of Kemba Walker as a player that he shipped him out immediately, even before a new coach came in who might lobby Brad Stevens to keep him. He didn't want to keep him at all. And the second thing it taught me, because they're now going to need to get a lead guard, trade, free agent, draft, whatever. The second thing it taught me is that Kyrie Irving's decision killed that team. It destroyed that team.
It hurt him bad, Tony. But so did letting Al Horford walk. And I understand he walked. He wasn't traded. He walked. Al Horford said, okay, I'm going to go. He didn't really want to go. He didn't want to go. And they shouldn't have let him go. And they made a major mistake. Danny Ainge made that mistake, and it might have been with Brad Stevens' blessing. Maybe, but apparently not, because he got him back. So, Tony, what intrigues me more is Presti. Tony, how many picks can you have? How many picks do you need? This looks like, and Presti, I mean, it seems like he really knows what he's doing, but this seems like the process on steroids, right? And the process could be out of work, depending on what happens to the Philadelphia Sixers, even later tonight, as soon as tonight. So, but I'm looking at all these picks, Tone. You need about 3 or 4 picks. And Presti, when he had top picks, he has put them to work. And they have been the right picks way more often than not. So he's comfortable with that. And they're not getting any free agents, Tone. It ain't going to be a destination. Oh, let me wake up this morning and go to Oklahoma City, unless you are from that part of the world. So I think actually what Presti's doing, I'm more intrigued by it than the traditional way Boston's going about what it's doing.
If Sam Presti were a football general manager, I'd tell you, watch out for this team in the next 2 years.
Yeah.
But you only have 2 picks a year that you can use, and you can only put 12 active people on the court and carry 15. So I don't understand this unless he's going to package them to trade them.
Yes.
Because to me, Mike, in the NBA, draft picks are sort of like Bitcoin. Nobody really understands what they do.
But you
only
trade.
Need one.
But you got to trade. If you can't get people with free agency, Tony, you got to get them another way. Trades can do that.
We move to baseball. Arizona lost again last night in San Francisco, stretching their consecutive losing streak on the road to 23, the most in modern baseball history. 23 in a row on the road. It's Arizona's 14th straight loss, regardless of venue. And the Diamondbacks are 2-28 in their last 30 games.
Wow.
Will Bond, you live in Arizona. This was a good franchise. What happened?
Tony, and not just do you go from good and there's a steady decline. They popped up. They weren't even as bad last year. Not epic awful. Not, oh, my God, shield the children's eyes from this team. Tony, I don't know that anybody really has a solution or answer. First of all, while the Suns are going like this, nobody's even paying attention. And you got this promising football season on deck, you know, with whatever, the third season of Kyler Murray. You got these acquisitions. You got J.J. Watt. You got all this. And it's like, the Diamondbacks, I'm sorry, are they still in business with the way they're playing? Tony, this is like the Orioles. Remember when you and I woke up after the Oriole way of like 50,000 years with Franks and Brooks and Earl Weaver and all these Cal Ripken, Eddie Murray, all these wonderful people who won a World Series, and they couldn't win a game? They are stuck in Oriole land from like, what was that, about 20 years ago? It's not, well, 2 or 3 years ago. It's unbelievable.
I'm glad you mentioned the Orioles, because I'm going to give you 2 statistics that are going to be mind-blowing, okay? And I don't have the answer to why Arizona's bad, but you're going to love these. Last time Arizona won a game on the road was April 25th. April 25th, which is unbelievable. That was the night Madison Bumgarner threw a seven-inning no-hitter.
Right.
They won both ends of a doubleheader to go 11-11. They're 9-39 since. And thank you for mentioning the Orioles, because the Orioles stink almost as bad. The Orioles have now lost 19 in a row on the road. Okay? 19 in a row. The last time they won on the road, May 5th. That was the day John Means threw a no-hitter. A no-hitter. A real one. A nine-inning one. They were 15-16 that day. They're 7-30 since. Are you telling me the only way these teams can win on the road is to throw a no-hitter? That's it?
Apparently,
that's all they've got?
That's all they do.
Wow.
They're bad.
Wow.
Historic.
Let's take a break. Coming up, what's the best word to describe Bryson DeChambeau popping up behind Brooks Koepka?
And how best to describe Braden Point putting the puck through three sets of legs last night.
See, the Orioles, their ownership is bad right now. I don't know if Arizona's ownership is bad. Is it the manager, the GM? Is it injuries? What is it?
Sorry, interruption is brought to you by Fairlife. Bring more to the table with Fairlife Ultra Filtered Milk.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I have put on the doctor's coat. Now it's time to give Wilbon his medicine and what's the word? What's first?
Bryson DeChambeau's video bomb of Brooks Koepka was blank.
Perpetuating. It helps keep this blood feud alive. And in this case, DeChambeau is the antagonist. I used to say Koepka was the antagonist. In this case, it is DeChambeau. Now, he said he was just having fun, and it looked like he was just having fun. But if I'm Koepka, and I'm waiting for an interview, and somebody shows me this, and I already hate this guy, I'm thinking to myself, oh, yeah? Wait till you see what I do next. And there's another wrinkle in this, Mike, that's very interesting. Okay? And I want to make sure I get this right. The terms. The Player Impact Fund, the old PIF. A lot of players like DeChambeau and Koepka are looking for that money. And you get money if you can prove popularity. And one of the ways you prove popularity, apparently, is through internet searches. Everybody is going to search for this and see this. So DeChambeau just put a lot of money in his pocket and Koepka's pocket. But as I say, I'm never going to accuse Koepka of being the only one starting this anymore.
This thing is the equivalent, the pro golfer equivalent of name, image, and likeness. It's just like, let me make some money just by showing up. My word is opportunistic. He saw an opportunity here. He saw a chance to sort of forget the money, because those two guys don't need that fund, even though it might be available to them, Tony, through the means you suggested. But it was funny.
It
was funny. It was laugh out loud. I've never laughed with DeChambeau. Like Koepka, I'm rolling my eyes thinking, can you get this guy out of here? He saw the opportunity. He jumped in. It was laugh out loud, funny, and opportunistic.
He had a good day today. DeChambeau, I think, was minus two today.
Minus two,
he had
yeah.
a good day. What's next?
Braden Point's go-ahead goal for the Lightning was blank.
Seeing eye dog is exactly what I'm saying. This puck went through the sets of legs of three different people, two Islanders and one Tampa Bay player. It went Five hole. So that's 15 hole at this point. I don't know how that happens. This is hockey. It's not miniature golf. It's amazing that this thing happened. And I will tell you, let me tell you something about Point at this point, I like to say. He now has 11 goals, Mike, in 14 playoff games this year. He's got one goal in each of his last six games. He's Wayne Gretzky at the moment. And why do I mention Wayne Gretzky? Because in terms of career, Point has 33 goals in 58 playoff games. And that ranks eighth all time. That's one slot behind who? Your boy, Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah, Tony, the problem is there's no artistry at all. You want to compare him to Gretzky. But it's relentless. That's what it is. I mean, you look at all those, most of the goals he scored, that one had a little flukiness to it. But Point is always camped out in front. He's swinging and spinning and turning and diving and deflecting. He's relentless. Barry Melrose talked about this last night and showed some other goals. And you're like, oh, my God, relentless is it. He never gives up. The other team, and particularly the goaltender, must hate seeing him. His presence says we're going to score in some unorthodox way. So I ain't comparing him to Gretzky, but he's relentless, Tony. Kind of like, remember how Dino Cicerelli was decades ago, where he is somewhere in front of the goalkeeper and he's going to wind up scoring, but it ain't Gretzky.
The comparison to Gretzky, I just meant that that's goals per game in the playoffs, not total goals. He's not Gretzky. I was just trying to say something that will work for everybody. That's it.
Did work.
Let's
did
take
work
one last break. Still to come, the Yankees do something no team has ever done before.
And will the Sixers or Jazz force game sevens tonight?
I don't know. I don't know about that.
I don't either. I'm intrigued to watch, though.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Happy time, people. Happy 46th birthday, Jeff Saturday. Saturday was Peyton Manning's center all those years in Indianapolis, including the year they won Super Bowl 41 over the Bears. Saturday was a six-time Pro Bowler and the one whose eardrums rang the most when Manning screamed, "Omaha! Omaha!" at the line of scrimmage. Both are in the TV business now. Manning does great commercials and is about to be a game show host. Saturday analyzes football and does it with great appeal. On a personal note, it has been my experience as a newspaper writer covering football that centers are among the brightest people on offense. The center quarterbacks the line. He puts the guards and tackles in position to succeed on any given play. It is also centers who have to steady the ship and call out correct blocking assignments when the quarterback forgets the play that was just called in the huddle and calls a different one at the line for no apparent reason.
Tony, given that, and I agree with you, I've come up with Randy Cross, Jeff Bostic, who we know, and I did television with in Washington, Damian Woody, but there should be a lot more centers and maybe fewer quarterbacks. How about that? Although that's never going to happen because our bosses are not really going to acknowledge the centers, are they?
No, because they're not glamour people. They're not. Happy anniversary, Ray Allen. On this day 8 years ago, Allen saved the Miami Heat with this corner three to tie game six with 5 seconds left and deny San Antonio the title on Miami's home floor. It went like this. LeBron banged a three off the rim. Chris Bosh overpowered Manu Ginobili for the offensive rebound, passed the ball to Allen, who knocked down the three from the right corner. In a rare coaching mistake, Greg Popovich had taken out Tim Duncan so the Spurs would be more nimble defending the three. But that gave Bosh the berth to get the rebound. The game went to overtime, where Miami won by three. Miami then won Game 7 for its second straight championship. This was Allen's second championship as well. His first was with Boston. When Allen left Boston for Miami as a free agent, his teammates Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, and Rajon Rondo turned on him with the fury of 10,000 suns.
Well, Pierce didn't really do that, Tony. The others did. But let me just say this. There's not nearly enough Ray Allen on television or anyplace else. We don't hear from him enough. We don't see him enough. Ray Allen, one of the smart, engaging, insightful guys to play basketball the last 40 years. I don't give a damn what the others think of him. I think Ray Allen is terrific. And everybody on that team owes him a debt of gratitude because he saved their butts.
Good for you standing up for Ray Allen when everybody else hated him.
Easy for me to do it. He's terrific.
Because he left. Happy trails to three Toronto Blue Jays. The Yankees turned a very weird triple play last night. If you're scoring at home, it went 1-3-6-2-5-6. The first time that combination of numbers has ever appeared in any of the 726 triple plays in baseball history. So let's review it. Toronto has runners on second and third. Vlad Guerrero Jr. hits a comebacker to Yankee pitcher Michael King. King throws to DJ LeMahieu at first to get Guerrero. LeMahieu sees confusion with the Toronto base runners and throws to shortstop Gleyber Torres in the middle of the infield. Torres throws to catcher Gary Sanchez to prevent Marcus Semien from coming home. Sanchez throws it to third baseman Gio Urshela, who tags Semien running back to third, and then Urshela throws it back to Torres covering third to tag out a sliding Bo Bichette, your standard 1-3-6-2-5-6. Normally, a triple play is a line out to an infielder who steps on a base for a force and throws to another infielder for a force, like 5-3 or 4-3, or a hard hit grounder for 5-4-3. This many numbers, Wilbon, feels like a lottery ticket.
This many numbers are a plague, and they're a plague on baseball, and they're worse than spin rate and launch angle, because nobody reporting this story, not apparently even you, appreciated what's important about it. It was fun. It was a little league play. Don't lead with the numbers. My God, they've even got you caught up in this junk now. Stop it. It's fun.
Because I kept score. I had my own scorebook and I knew how to write things. One correction. I stupidly said Kevin Durant was -7 last night. It was much worse. He was -25.
Way worse.
Quickly to the big finish.
Let's do it.
The Astros have at least two home runs in a record-tying 10 straight games. Will the streak continue tonight?
No. Carlos Rodon is pitching. He's 6-2 with 189. They're not tagging him. Shohei is going to participate in Home Run Derby. You're excited about everything Shohei. This too?
Absolutely, and he won a Home Run Derby in Japan. I want to see it. Dirk Nowitzki will be a special advisor to Mark Cuban, help hire a GM and a head coach. Your thoughts?
This is the best that Dirk can do with his time. Dirk, please, it's so much aggravation coming your way. Game 3 between the Golden Knights and Canadiens tonight. Who you got?
I got Vegas, but I've been wrong a bunch lately. Last one, will the Sixers and the Jazz force Game 7s tonight?
I swear, I don't know what to expect out of these games, Tony. They're going to have to do it on the road, but I think both will, and so I'm looking at two Game 7s. Two more.
Out of time. Try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. We are Bumped by Soccer. Until next Thursday, knuckleheads. You can get it, meanwhile, on PTI Podcast or the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And now,
PTI. Sports Center.